So, planning this next trip coming up, we need to start thinking of how much money we need to save, how much money we're going to need to spend on flight and hotel, and how much we're going to have to tell the other girls to bring.
Yeah, I actually meant to ask you about that just because it seems that I don't ever bring enough money. So this year I'm really trying to save more money, make sure I have enough for everything, starting with the flight. How much do you think we're going to pay for flights this year, and when do you think we should book to get the best price?
Well, flights right now are running about $200 per person round trip, and that includes taxes and everything. But of course, the closer it gets to the date of when we want to go, the less seats are available. So they're priced higher. So I think it's best to book at least 2 months before we leave, and we're going to be paying probably around $200.
Sounds good. I think I'll have the money ready by then. So, what do you think we're going to do about hotel this year? There are going to be six girls going. So, I'm thinking we can afford something a little bit more expensive this year. Maybe get a nicer room, try new hotels.
Yeah, that's true. Since it's being split between the six of us, we normally budget between $100 and $175 per person, and that's for the 3 nights. So I think it'll be right within that range, about 150, give or so a little bit.
I think the hardest part about saving money for this trip is because of how much shopping we do. So I think I really need to save the extra money for that because I know we like to spend a lot of money on shopping and also eating out. We've been wanting to do nicer restaurants. So how much do you plan on bringing this year?
Well, it's hard to say, really. We also have to take into account cabs and any gambling we want to do. My normal rule of thumb when I go to Las Vegas is to at least bring $100 per day, but that doesn't include my money for shopping. So that's normally to gamble a little bit with for cabs and for club entrance fees. Then shopping is extra on top of that. But that's another problem I've always noticed. People never have change for the cabs. We need to tell everybody to bring $1 bills and $5 bills so that they can pay the cabs.
And not only for cabs, but in Vegas, we're constantly having to tip everybody, the people that carry our bags in, the cab drivers, and even bouncers at the doors for the nightclubs when we go dancing. So we definitely need to let everybody know to be prepared and always have a lot of cash on them, exact change too.
Yeah, or else we end up footing the bill.